1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. 56 degrees in Holland at 741, 19 minutes before 8 o'clock. And it's time to get a view from the top. Jack Pifon from the City Platts Hotel here in Holland joins us as he does every Wednesday morning at this time. Jack, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
It is exciting time for City Flats, but not necessarily City Flats of Holland. City Flats of Grand Rapids as Art Prize is underway.
It is. Art Prize starts today, so our hotel in Grand Rapids has been very busy. We're very excited, and it's just a great fun to have in Grand Rapids and for the West Side.
The City Flats in Grand Rapids is participating in Art Prize in what way?
We have an artist in from Chicago. His name's Jordan Scott. He's created a collage from recycled postage stamps. So he's used approximately 10,000 postage stamps, mostly from the World War II era that he picks up at auction, so they're real stamps, to create a bright, colorful, geometrical-shaped collage. So from far away, it looks like bright colors, and when you get up close, you can see each individual stamp. It's just amazing to see.
And indeed, you want to have something that is striking.
Yes.
It's in keeping with what City Flats has been, a boutique hotel where every room is distinctive, so a certain extent, this display and this work of art is distinctive too, isn't it?
Yes, it's worked out on so many levels with us working with Jordan. It's been great. You're absolutely right. With each stamp being unique, it's just like our hotel unique, and he's done something where he's taken something and recycled it and reused it just like we've done with so much of the interior of our hotel with our LEED certification, with the recycled wood and granite and everything like that.
Jack Pifon, let's go a little bit closer to home and talk about the City Flats Hotel located on 7th Street and College Avenue in downtown Holland. And I'm not, unfortunately, to some, and maybe fortunately to others, I'm not really a big into Japanese cuisine, but there are a lot of people who are, and a sake menu has been up and is now available at the City Flats.
It is. So we have sushi night every Thursday from 7 to 10, and I always mention that we have sushi, sake, and live music. But I've never really highlighted the sake portion. So sake is a traditional Japanese drink, often referred to as rice wine. It's made from rice. If you haven't had it, some have described it as a dry or cool white wine flavor. So we've created a new menu to highlight all the different options you can do with sake. So we have about 5 new drinks, from a sake type of margarita to different mixed drinks, just so everybody can give those a try.
And finally, the entertainment, because it's more than just the food and drink when
yes.
you spotlight our friends from the Land of the Rising Sun.
Yes. So tomorrow from 7 to 10, we have Scott Bogus. He hasn't played with us before. We're really excited. He plays some acoustic, a lot of drum beats. He's an amazing drummer. And the person who books our music has described him as sort of jazz-infused or soul-funk. So that'll be tomorrow.
And, of course, a lot of things going on at City Flats Hotel. Unfortunately, not enough time to tell you about it here. How can people find out?
They can find out all of our information at cityflatshotel.com at offers and events. And they can also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/cityflats.
Jack Pifon from the City Flats Hotel, we appreciate you joining us every Wednesday morning at this time to get the view from the top, and look forward to talking with you again next week at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Jack Pifon from the City Flats Hotel.